The South African Revenue Services, SARS, has introduced an enhanced tax compliance status system. The issuing of the printed tax clearance certificate, TCC, was stopped from the 2nd of November 2019. The TCS PIN enables you to authorize any third party, any organization or government to view your status online via e-filing. It will present your overall tax compliance status at the date and the time of viewing it. We're joined this afternoon by accountant from IntegriFin Advisory, who specializes in accountant tax and advisory services, Mohammed Dadabai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Saab, how are you, Mufti Saab? It's been a long time since we've chatted.
Yes, how are you doing? Good to have you with us this afternoon. We appreciate your time. Tell us more about what tax compliance means.
Mufti Saab, tax compliance refers to the fulfillment of all tax tax obligations imposed by the South African Revenue Service within the specific time frames and according to the specific tax laws and regulations that are applicable to the different tax types that you may have. Remember, we've got different tax types in South Africa. We've got things like for individuals, you've got income tax. Then for companies, you've got things like VAT, PAYE, and maybe some other companies may have dividends tax and so forth. So that's what it would mean, is that the compliance with all the relevant filings of these tax returns within the given times and time frames as stipulated by SARS. It also involves the accurate submission of all tax returns and the reporting of the income, claiming the eligible deductions against that income, and paying the correct calculated tax amount that would be owed by the taxpayer within those time frames.
So what are the benefits of being tax compliant and paying your fair share?
Mufti Saab, I want to be careful by saying paying your fair share, because we are obviously governed by what's called the Tax Act or the VAT Act or the different acts that are related to the collection of taxes. And obviously taxes are calculated in terms of those acts and those allowances and those things that are deemed taxable. So the benefit of being tax compliant is beyond avoiding penalties and beyond avoiding unnecessary tax expenses or expenses for your business. When individuals and businesses pay their taxes and calculate it in terms of the tax laws, it ensures that the government has the necessary funds to provide essential services to the public. Tax compliance helps to maintain the integrity of the tax system and fosters the trust between taxpayers and tax authorities. I mean, obviously, that we know what's happening in our media and what's happening in our country. Many people may debate that. Moreover, it contributes to the overall economic stability of the country by ensuring a steady stream of revenue for government expenditure.
Yes. So what does a person need to do in order to be tax compliant?
Achieving tax compliance requires a concerted effort from individuals and businesses. Firstly, it involves registering for tax purposes with the South African Revenue Services. Obviously, you get, again, different tax registrations. Individuals will have their income tax registrations, and companies will probably have multiple registrations. For example, when VAT is liable on a company, they'll have to register for VAT. When a company employs employees, they'll have to register for PAYE. So there'll be different registration or tax registrations that need to be done. Once this is obtained, the necessary tax identification numbers and the tax numbers are obtained for the different tax types, keeping accurate records of income and expenses is crucial for preparing those tax returns accurately. Taxpayers must then submit their tax returns on time as stipulated by the different tax types. For example, obviously, depending on when your VAT month end is, you would pay by the end of the following month. Taxpayers would have to pay their PAYE by the 7th or the last working day before the 7th of each month. And obviously, on income tax, it's normally publicized within the media houses as to when income tax deadlines are normally stipulated. So that would be, essentially what it would mean to be tax compliant in ensuring that all taxes. But remember, it doesn't only restrict or relate to the tax return being submitted. It also relates to the payment related to those tax returns being paid timeously and as stipulated by SARS and on the due date stipulated by SARS.
Yes. So then on the other hand, what would be deemed non-compliance?
Non-compliance with tax laws and regulations can manifest in various forms and actions that contravene the established tax requirements in South Africa. Some common examples of non-compliance include, I'll just give a high level because we can go in, under each heading, we can go into each item will have its own detailed explanation. But for example, underreporting of income could result in non-tax compliance. False deductions, claiming deductions that are not acceptable within the tax act could be deemed as non-compliant. Failure to register for a tax type could be deemed as non-compliant. So, for example, when we say deemed failure to register, when a business crosses the million rand turnover a year and they do not register for VAT, that could be a non-compliance. And then obviously not submitting the relevant returns and making the relevant payments for those returns could be considered as a non-compliance in terms of the tax compliance system. Late and inaccurate returns, where there's audits and then they find that things are incorrect on the return, that would constitute a non-compliant. And then obviously, we'll have things like tax evasion and non-payment of other taxes and things like that that would then show the taxpayer is non-compliant.
For which applications is the TCS system available for?
So, Muftisa, every taxpayer has the tax profile linked to them, and for it's an easy tax system on SARS e-filing where a taxpayer can see what their tax status is and they can make an application to have a tax clearance on the system. But from a practical perspective, what happens is obviously this is a live system, so when people are doing tenders for businesses with government, with independent companies, with companies that need to know what is the tax status of a company. In our experience through our practice, we're seeing this more and more, is that when you deal with companies, whether they're listed companies or government, they want to know what's your tax status. And this is where the TCS system comes into play, is that it allows them to check on e-filing your live status of what is your tax standing. Are you in good standing with SARS? And has all your tax returns been submitted? So that is in a nutshell what the TCS system allows for all business transactions and all entities that need to check with contracting entities whether or not they are tax compliant or not.
Very enlightening and educational, the insight that you've shared with us, Mohammed. Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us and educating us on this important aspect. We appreciate
it. An absolute pleasure, Mufti Sahib. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.